commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medication.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Right by the White House last night, a man plowed a U-Haul truck into Lafayette Square. WUSA-TV reports that investigators appear to have found a Nazi flag inside the truck. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper with more.
The driver of the truck slammed into security barriers on Lafayette Square near the White House. That, according to U.S. Secret Service spokesman Anthony Guglielmi, who says on social media there were no injuries to any Secret Service or White House personnel.
The preliminary investigations reveal the crash may have been intentional. The driver is in custody. Charges will be filed. Back and forth debt ceiling negotiations yesterday didn't produce a deal to raise the limit and avert a default. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are trying to come up with a bipartisan agreement so the U.S. can pay the bills.
The House Speaker came out of the meeting describing it as a productive give and take.
I think the tone tonight was better than any other time we've had discussions.
But Kevin McCarthy says while both he and the president are still aiming for an agreement, philosophical differences remain. Mr. Biden says cutting spending can't be the lone solution to the nation's debt problem. He wants to raise tax revenue. McCarthy continues to rule that out. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Rick Hoyt has died. He was one of the most inspirational participants in the Boston Marathon. He was pushed in his wheelchair by his father for decades in the race. WBZT reporter Steve Burton has more.
Rick was born with the umbilical cord around his neck. The lack of oxygen caused brain damage and cerebral palsy.
They said, forget Rick, put him away, put him in an institution. He's going to be nothing but a vegetable.
I am lucky that my parents did not, or I might not have been able to be here today.
Team Hoyt completed more than 1,000 races.
Rick Hoyt was 61 years old. One of the top scorers in the NBA is calling it a career.
Carmelo Anthony used a video to announce he's retiring.
Now the time has come for me to say goodbye to the court where I made my name, to the game that gave me purpose and pride.
Leaving the game after 19 NBA seasons, he's number 9 on the all-time scoring list. In his only college season, Anthony led Syracuse to the national championship. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger is now a Netflix exec.
No one loves action as much as I do. That's why I've accepted the big new job as Netflix's chief action officer.
The explosions you asked for?
Bigger.
What exactly does that do, though? Basically, he promotes the streamer's new action series and films. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.